Sharda, can I ask you a quick question?
So, very good morning, everyone. We're learning Daf Tzachim. Daf Ches Omed Aleph. We're moving on now to Daf Ches on Aleph. We started at yesterday, the last line of Zayin Omed Beis, and going on to Ches Omed Aleph. So let's go over that Gemara again and we'll see how, I wonder if you managed to look through some of those Mamakomis. It's quite a dynamic sugya, this part. So the Torah Abonon, in both Yemelo Yachamo, Loilo Halavono, Loilo Havuka, Elo Loehane. I'll tell you how I would have understood this Gemara. I'm not saying it's right, but it's definitely how a Muskarishan, that the Gemara is telling you how to check. You want to know how to check? Don't look. Don't wait for the sunlight. Don't use the sun. Don't use the Levona. I mean, even at night, don't use the Levona. Even at night, don't use an avuka. But rather, at night, use ohane. That's how I would have learnt it. Rabbanah, that's how you learnt it?
I think so.
That's how I would have learnt it. As Rabbanah's trying to be a bit diplomatic here. Playing on the... That's how I understood. Tanabon, Ein Boidkin, telling you how to check. Don't check using sunlight. Don't check using moon. When are you going to use the moon? In the nighttime, right? Don't check with an avuka. When would you use an avuka? Also at night. But check by candlelight. That lechaya is a simple understanding. Why do it like this? Why not with the sun in the day? And why not with the moon in the night? And with the avuka only with a candle?
I thought it was simple balibatish kind of a thing. The candle you can control when you want it. The sun you can't control it. It's going to be...
Right, so no, I'm saying, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, don't use the sun at day, but rather use candle when?
At night.
At night.
That's how the Chayyah you would learn. And we're going to see, the Rishonim seems to say otherwise. But if you'd ask me, according to the way we just now learned, what would be if somebody missed it and didn't do Bedika at night? He missed it. Loi Bodak. So the halacha is you have to be basic in the day. How should you check in the day? Do you have to use a candle? Got no maramokim from here. Got no makoy from here that you have to use a candle. Right? This Gemara is saying, this Bryce is telling me how to do bedika. You don't do bedika by sunlight, or by moonlight, or by avuka torchlight, but rather by candlelight, when at night. It happens in a bedieved situation when you can't do bedika anymore at night. So I don't know. So maybe then bedieved you have to rely on the sun. But the brightest thing you have to behave. Don't rely on the sun. But we're going to see in the Rishonim that they didn't learn like that. They say, oh yeah, they offer the bedika.
Right? Well, the Tanna Rabbana doesn't say whether it's a sechil or bedieved.
That's how I would have explained it. I would have explained the brightest to tell me how not to do something. That you want to know how to do a Bedikas Chometz, do a Bedikas Chometz, not with the sun, but rather with the candle at night. We're going to see, and that's what we started seeing yesterday, or we saw the Gemara, but now we have to see the Rishonim. The Rishonim learned otherwise. The Bryce is not talking about telling me, don't do Bedikas at night, don't do Bedikas by sunlight in the day, but rather a candle at night. So let's see the Rosh. I sent out Rosh yesterday by email. I wonder if you all received it. If you didn't, it's in the Rosh, Peg Aleph, Sim, and Yud Aleph.
Is the Gemara going now back onto what it is? It seems to have a maskona quite a few dust back that the time for Bedika is at night.
Right. The Gemara learnt quite a few dust back, the Dalid, and Bedika's comments should be done at night. That's Mishta, Oila, Bosa. Right, so what are you saying there for Bernard?
And went through a lot of discussion, maybe today, maybe. So it's coming back to that discussion. I can't understand why the Gemara is now raising this issue again.
So Bernard's setting us in the direction and the kivun on the way to understand where the other Rishonim are coming from, where the Rishonim are coming from. We're going to see now the Rosh, the Ritva, we're going to see that they bring a Rishalmi that says clearly that this Brisa is talking about on the 14th by day. Now why? So we're going to see that. And that's going to, or Bernard's pointing out, is going to be the kivun we need. But so just to remind us of before we start this, Rosh, the Gemara said that don't check by sunlight, but rather by candlelight. Then Rava said, but Achsadra, you can check by candlelight. Achsadra, you can check by candlelight. That's what Rava said. So, sorry, by sunlight. Achsadra, you can check by sunlight. Achsadra is a chodra covered with pagodas, right? So it's got lots of sunlight. So Achsadra, you can check by sunlight. And therefore, we explain this Graisa to be talking about a room which has sunlight coming in, but you're not checking directly in line of the sunlight. Rav Bernard kindly gives us an exact example of such a thing. If Rav Bernard would turn around and want to check to his, once he turns around, it'll be his left. If he wants to check to his left, would he have to use a candle for that? So that's not directly in the sunlight, because he's got the window behind him. If he turns around, the sunlight will not be shining directly in the corner there. So if you'd want to check there, you'd have to check there, not just using the sunlight, but rather using a candle as well. So that's how the Gemara says. So let's see the Rosh now together. Let's go to the Rosh together and we'll try and tie it all together. Dr. Rosh, Simen Yud Aleph. Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. Rosh starts off Beit Yin Sachomet Sayanem Nei Sha'oy Hanei Yofu Lebdike. Tana Rabon, Ein Beit Yin Loi Lo'oy Hachamo V'loi Lo'oy Halvano V'loi Lo'oy Avuko Elu Lo'oy Hanei Mimnei Sha'oy Hanei Yofu Lebdike. Hapa Pishim Ra'ay Ledova Zeich Ledova. This is all the Gemara. Shanei Ma'a Shavis Yom Yin Sa'oy Lo'yimotze Bibateche V'oyim Ve'chapis V'gol Yom Echeel V'kopim Kilo Has a great amount of light. You can check the Sadra by sunlight. When? If you weren't able to check in the night time, so then you check the Sadra by daylight. So this needs to be underlined if you're that type of person. The Rosh stresses, and in the email I bolded it, however you say that in English.
Emboldened it, right?
The Rosh tells me, Achsadra, you can only check by sunlight if you were bothered, if you were torah, not lechatchila. You can't check lechatchila, Achsadra, by sunlight, which is not like Rashi. Rashi said clearly, Achsadra, you can check by sunlight even without, you don't need to wait for the night time. Rashi says, "In tzarf lahavi lo uhaneh b'layla, ele boiz kabayun." Rashi saying clearly, the Achsadra, Rava told us you can check Achsadra by sunlight, means you can even do it in the daytime. But Rosh says not like that. Rosh says, Achsadra, the nefesh and ahoya, nevdek is ahoya, ima yutawaj, leibadak b'layla. You also see me in the middle of the Rosh, Simin Yud Aleph. You have the email from yesterday, or Gemara, even better. Right? Imaya Torah Vlaybodik Belaila. Kid the instant Yushami. Now he explains the Yushami. Says the Yushami. Vhiyesh Khama Belailo. Khiyesh Khama Belailo. Yushami asks on this Brisa. The Brisa says, you don't check Loya Khamo. Praise the Yushami. What? There's a Khama Belailo? What a funny thing. Why are you telling me not to check my son? There is no sun at night. So this Christ is talking about when you didn't check. What's the Yishami bothered about? What's the Yishami asking, Michal? The Christ said,
Ain by Tinayachama. Don't check it by sunlight. But rather check by candlelight. So what's the price? What's the Shana thing? Yeah, but there's no sun by night. Of course not. The price was telling me, don't check by sunlight. But don't check by sunlight. But rather check at night by candle. Isn't that what the price was saying? The price was saying, Tana Abono. You want to know how to do B'dikas Chametz. Don't check by sunlight, but rather candlelight by night. So what's the Yishami asking? Well, there's no chamo balaylo. There's no sun at night. Me'achuz, there's no sun at night. That's right. So what?
Why even tell me?
Because I want to
so
know.
Why even tell me? It's irrelevant.
Maybe the Bryce is telling me that you might have thought you can check in the daytime. I'm telling you, no. Don't check in the daytime by sunlight. But rather check at the nighttime with a candlelight. So you see from here, from the Yishami, the friend of Yishami asked this question, there was never a Havimina. Never a Havimina, that's what the Brisa was telling me. The Brisa was not telling me, you should know you have to check at night and not at day. Because I had Bernard started, maybe that we knew already. The mission starts off, Ola Abbas, Abbasin and Zachomis. You have to check the Chomis in the beginning of the night. And the Gemara of Dalit said that you have to check the Chomis in the nighttime because that's when people are there. So we knew already. We knew already that you check Chomis in the nighttime. So what's the Brisa now telling me, don't check by sunlight? Of course not. Don't check by sunlight. Of course not. There is no sun at night. So what's the Brisa mean, don't check at sunlight, in sunlight? It must mean that even in the day, you can't check by sunlight. Meaning, in a case when you missed the Zika by night. You missed the Zika by night. You're right, the mission says, Ola Abbas, Obeisim, Zachomis, Ola Aneh. And you're right, Abdalid said that the time to check is, the time is on the 14th. But that's all what you should do. But what happens if somebody stepped in and didn't do it? Or somebody came late and didn't do it, and now comes the daytime. What should he do now? What's he meant to do now? He's now in the daytime. How are you meant to do B'dikas Chametz? Says the Braiser. I'll tell you how to do B'dikas Chametz. How to do B'dikas Chametz? Ein Baiti Lo Yachamo. You don't check Lo Yachamo. So how should you check? You're meant to check in the daytime, right? So how should you check? Not by sunlight. You have to use a candle in the day as well. That's how the Rishami is understanding this right. The Rishami is saying a person who came late or didn't manage to do the 14th, didn't manage on the night of the 14th. Don't rely on the sun in the day. In a case when you didn't manage to do the B'dikas Chametz the night before, and it now comes the daytime, meaning, even in the day, when you've missed the time, you cannot rely on the sunlight. Hada Omer, says the Yishami, carries on, the Rosh carried on. Hada Omer, from here you see, Afilu b'yoyim, even in the daytime, Tzorach lidzoik l'oy haneh. Even in the daytime, you have to check l'oy haneh, Afilu b'bay sheish v'oyah. Even in a house that has light, you have to use a candle as well. So we have to check the B'dikas Chametz at night. You didn't manage to check at night, it comes the day. You go to the rabbi and say, how should I do B'dikas Chametz? The rabbi will say, the Braita says, in both can oya chamo. You can't do it by sunlight. So how should I do it? By candlelight. If you do a quick look back at that Braita that we're learning, yeah? When are we talking about? What date?
The day of the
14th. The day of the 14th. Where is that talking about?
Night of the 13th, 14th.
Right, that's right. That's the night of the B'dikas Chametz. The day of the 14th, also the night of the B'dikas Chametz. What's that talking about now?
Either way, 13th or 14th.
Right, it's going on both. That means that in the night of the 14th, meaning B'dikas Chametz night, don't use the moon light, and don't use an avuka light, but rather you have to use a candle light. And in the daytime, which you might have thought you could rely on Urechamo. Nope, you can't rely on Urechamo because you need a candle as well. That's how the Yerushalmi is learning, and that's how the Rosh Paskins. The Bryce is not telling me when to do B'dikas Chometz. I knew already we have to do B'dikas Chometz at night. The Bryce is telling me what to do if A, you miss the night, and B, on the night. Can you use sunlight, or can you use moonlight, or can you use an avuka?
It's got nothing to do with the 13th or 14th. It's whenever you do B'dikas.
Meaning?
If for whatever reason, well, you know, like we'll be this year, you're not going to do it on the 13th, 14th. You've got to do it 2 days before, because this year is going to be Erev Shabbos. So then, if it's at night, you've got to do it B'dikas at night with the thing. If you can't do it at night for whatever reason, you've got to do it with a candle the next day.
Right. Nachon. Nachon. They're raising a point which we'll speak about soon.
That's not really the 13th or 14th or what date it is.
Nachon. Right. But okay. You're raising a point. I didn't want to talk about it right this second.
Okay.
But the Ritual's going to mention it. One second on that. Yeah, hold on. So it says the Rosh, he says the Yerushalmi that we're talking about when you miss the night of the 14th, then you check on the 14th. Hold the armor from here, you see. That even in the daytime you have to use a camel. The interesting Yerushalmi is not brought down in the Rosh, it's brought down elsewhere. So you see from this Yerushalmi that a candle is effective in the day. Because you're telling me that even in the day, when you have sunlight, you have to use a candle as well. The Yerushalmi says it's only b'di'evet. It's not l'chatchila. You can't go and check during the day other times we're using a candle, because a candle light is less effective at day than at night. The Yerushalmi brings this down elsewhere. There was a people, it's a very interesting Yerushalmi, you have to really check out by science, but we can believe Chazal. They say they were in some cellar where there was no sunlight, and they would know when it was day and light, day or night, by lighting the candle. If the candle would light brightly, would shine brightly, they knew it was nighttime. If the candle would not give a good light, they knew it was daytime. Because the koyach of a candle is to light enough at night more than at day. Chiddush, the mitzvah, even though there was no sunlight. From here, the Yerushalmi learns, it's brought down Ram Chalav and Avdalit. From here, the Yerushalmi learns that the Chatzchila, you can never do B'dikas Chometz with a candle at day, only at night, because at night gives the most clearest light.
Later, the Gemara differentiates between Aruba and the Stud thing. So according to Rashi, who says that it's speaking about Lechachila, so there's a difference, because Lechachila, you don't need a candle, and here you do need a candle. But if the Rosh is learning that the whole thing's B'di'evid, so what does he do with the Gemara that differentiates between under the skylight and the sides? They're both B'di'evid. It's the same thing. Why is the Gemara differentiating?
B'di'evid, you need a candle. That means, according to Rashi, Lechachila, you can do B'dika on the 13th or the 14th by sunlight. According to the Rosh, only B'di'evid you can do it by sunlight. But when you're doing B'di'evid,
right, according
sunlight,
to the Rosh, under the skylight on the side is the same thing, no. According to the Rosh.
No. Under the skylight, B'di'evid, you can search by sunlight without a candle.
According
and
to the Rosh?
To the sides, yeah. And to the sides, you need to use a candle as well.
Why did the Rosh just say the whole thing about is only B'di'evid, and B'di'evid, you have to always use a candle?
Let's summarize then, because it's obviously unclear here. Let's summarize. The Gemara says, "Ein boitkin lo lo yachamo." You can't check to the sunlight. When are we talking about? We're talking about the night of the 14th? Obviously not. So when ain't boitkin lo yachamo, says the Rosh, we're talking about the next day, on the 14th. You missed the night on the 14th. And ein boitkin lo yachamo, says the Gemara, but rather what? Says Yerushalmi, you shouldn't check with the sunlight, but rather what? You should check with the sunlight with a candle. Great Al Gemara in Bavli. What are we talking about? If we're talking about in an Achstadio or in an Aruba against the sunlight, then Rava said you don't need a candle. meaning, says the Rosh, in a case when you missed the night of the 14th, and you now arrive to the day of the 14th, missed Bedikas Chametz night, you now arrive in the day of the 14th, you don't need to do Bedikah with a candle when you check against the sunlight. So what did the Gemara mean when the Gemara said that you can't rely on the sunlight, you must use a candle as well? Says the Gemara is talking about litzdodim, on the sides, not directly in line with the sunlight. In that case, you can have to rely on the sun with the candle. But if you are directly in line with the sunlight, then b'di'evad, if you didn't do b'dikas chametz the night before, then the next day you can do b'dikas chametz, you're relying on the sunlight.
And how is that different than Rashi? Oh, just because one's talking b'di'evad and one's talking like a killer.
That's so far two shittas. Rashi's shitta is that when Rava said about Chsadra, he means that a chatzila you can do it by daylight. There's no Indian to do it by night at all. But the Rosh holds not on that. There is an Indian to do it at night. If you miss the night, and you have to do it at day, if you miss the night, you have to do it at day, then the Rosh holds, then it depends. If it's against the sun, directly in line with the sun, then do it with the sun. If it's to the stadim, then use a candle as well. Okay, Baru? That's how the Rosh learned this Gemara. Father Omar, this important chiddush. Father Omar, filu b'yoyin, tzorech livdoik la'oy haneh, va'filu b'bayit sheish ba'oy. A chiddush that came out from this Gemara. That when the Gemara said, ein boit shenoy achamo. I think Yossi learned that when he learned the Gemara mitzchila, but for me, it was a completely different way of learning the Gemara. Again, I understood the Gemara mitzchila. Maybe I'm wrong to say how I understood it, because we see the Rishonim say not like that. But I understood when the Gemara was telling me, how to do B'dikas Chametz. Don't do B'dikas Chametz by sunlight, but rather do by candlelight at night. That's how I understood the Gemara was saying. If that's how you read it, then the Rishonim never has a kasha. No, there is a Chama Belayla. There's Chama in the day. I'm telling you, don't do B'dikas Chametz in the day by sunlight, but rather do it by candlelight at night. That's how I understood the Brayis of Mitzchila. I saw this Yerushalmi, and I saw Yerushalmi at least is telling me otherwise. Yerushalmi is saying, now that's not how you read it. Of course you can't do it at night, in daytime. Now we know already. We know you can't do B'dikas Chametz at day. Now, the Mishnah says, Oilar Baal Sobeit Kinas Chametz. That's when people are at home. Of course you have to do it at nighttime. The question is, what happens if you miss the night? Can I do it by day according to the sun? Says the Gemara, no, you can't do it by day using sunlight, but rather you must use a candle as well. That's how the Yerushalmi and the Rosh learned, that you must use a candle as well. Achsadra, b'di'evad you can do it at day, but not at night time. Not lechatchila. You can't do achsadra lechatchila by day. B'di'evad, if you miss the night on the 14th, you can do a stadra by day. All time we're all holding cup, agreeing. Healthy is good. Anyone else there with you? Just you on your own? Sure, it's good. Excellent. Fantastic. We must remember, Rashi told us a stadra differently. Rashi said that lechatchila, you can check a stadra in the day. The chatchila can do it. Not like the Rosh. The Rosh says only b'di'evad. As in the chatchila, you can check a stadr in the day. And Rashi definitely on one point is arguing on the Rosh. That he holds, there's no Indian dafka to do something at night. There's no such Indian. We don't come with any preconceived notions that there's a din to do something dafka at night. There isn't such a din. You can do achtada lachatchila in the daytime. So according to Rashi, I think the way I learned, it's possible to learn like that. Because according to Rashi, there is no such din that we know already you have to do something at night. No. Who tells you have to do something at night? Achtada lachatchila you can do it the day. So maybe then, I would have thought, that's how he's learning. So now I have areas that have sunlight. Maybe those areas I can check by sunlight. To which the Brayta said, no, you can't check those areas by sunlight. That means in Rashi, this point in Rashi we see is different to the Rosh. The Shad is how far we take it. Rashi says, Asada lechatchila you can do by day. Asada lechatchila you can do by day. So maybe also other parts of your house you can do lechatchila by day if there is sunlight there. Maybe. Kamash on this guy, sir. No, don't do that. Don't do it by sunlight. If you have direct sunlight, you can lechatchila do it by day. But when you don't have direct sunlight, you can't do it by day. Do it by candlelight at night. And that's because we actually learned that there's no such thing that you have to do something as chatchila at night. There isn't such a thing. Where do you know it from? But Bernard says, we know it from Daf Dalet. Say, look, Rashi didn't know like that. Rashi says, Afsadra lechatchila, you can do it by day. There's no such thing that you have to do something at night. So let's ask Rashi. Rashi says, lechatchila, you can do Afsadra by day. Aida Mishnah says, Oila Arba, Osa, Boykin, Sachomet, Loyaneh. Aida Mishnah says you have to do it at night time.
The Mishnah is not talking about Naksadra.
Very good. The Mishnah is not talking about Naksadra. What is the Mishnah talking about?
Your house.
House, inside, indoor.
Well, indoors is also not accurate, because directly in line with the light is also okay, lechatchila by day.
But where there's no sunlight.
Oh, very good. So it's talking about whether, Yossi, I'm going to come to you, where there's no sunlight. Oila or Balsa Baitkin if the Khamat Sayaneh is talking about where there's no sunlight. What happens if there's sunlight but it's Lutstodim, not directly in line of the light? Is that like Echsadra? Or is that like Oila Balsa Baitkin if the Khamat Sayaneh? Which one is it? Where do we put it? How do we define that area? Says the Braiser. You can't do that area, you have to do that by candlelight. That's how Rashi can read in the Braisa. Oila Abbas, what did he say? Tara Abonu, in Boitkin Ayachamo. Don't check by sunlight. When by sunlight? What you would have thought like a chsadra, meaning a chatzchil, you can do it by sunlight. No, don't. Why? Because it's Tovim. So you can't do it directly by sunlight. You have to use a candle when at night. If you learn like Rashi, the Chayyad Rishami's question doesn't start. Rishami says, there's no sun at night. What do you mean there's no sun at night? Who said that sun has to be at night time? Why do you think the sun has to be shining at night? Rishami's question is only because there's an anocha kazuma, an assumption that what? That of course you have to be Dikas Chomet at night. That's an assumption which Rishami assumed. But Rashi doesn't have that assumption. Rashi says, Echsadra lechatchila, you can do it day. So there's no such assumption you have to do something at night. So Mamela, according to Rashi, you can learn differently to yourself. Yes, Yossi, what's your question?
With regards to Rashi, I don't think Rashi's applying that to the rest of the house.
Rashi is not applying it to his house. Yossi, I'll elaborate on your question, because you're not exactly speaking it out, but I'll elaborate on your question. You'll tell me if what I'm saying is right. We now have to make a little chart for ourselves, according to Shittas Rashi, when and what situations is sufficient the chatzchila to do in the day, in the chatzchila at night. That's what we have to make for ourselves to try and work out. So let's start with the things which are totally clear. There's two halachas which are totally clear. What's the halacha of a pergola or a room that has direct sunlight on it? Does that have to be done at night, or can that lechatchila be done at day?
Rashi lechatchila by day.
Rashi lechatchila by day. Are we all agreeing on that point?
I disagree 100%.
What?
Rashi says it.
Rashi doesn't
an area is the courtyard that's covered with pergola, has a tremendous amount of light shining into it. Huh?
Pergola. Not a regular room in a house. Not a regular room in a house.
One second. Okay. See, you don't argue 100%. You agree about that, Sadra? Right?
No, I won't apply it to the house, though. I won't say because it has sunlight in the house that you can...
Okay, one second. So in Echsadra, we're all agreeing. Echsadra comes to Rashi, lechatchila, you can do it in the day. All agreeing? Yaakov, Yeshua, Yossi? Do you agree to that? I want to check it. Fine. You're 100% right. Nothing ever more to come in for this type of thing. Rashi and Daf, Chesom and Aleph.
The second Rashi.
The Ramatha La'oyon in Dekis. 8A. Second line down. La'oyon in Dekis. Chassadu, you're talking about. Chassadu La'oyon in Dekis. La'oy Shalon in Dekis. Ve'ein Tzorech La'vila O'yoneh Be'layla. You do not need to bring a candle at night. Elo Bo'id Kva'yoyon. You can check it at day.
Okay, there's two ways of reading that. Either the chatchila, or talking about a case like we said, which is where Rashi would agree, it's only if you couldn't do the 14th, because he can't. I can't argue with the first mishnah of our Gemara.
A good point, but one second. That's on your first point. You're saying Rashi two ways of reading it. There are no two ways of reading it. Rashi says ein tzorich lahavi la oihaneh. You do not need to bring oihaneh. If it's talking about you miss the night. If it's talking about you missed the night already, then what do you mean you don't have to bring a candle or haneh by Laila? What do you mean you don't have to bring a candle by night? You missed it.
No, we could be talking about the 13th. So you know you're not going to be there the 14th at night.
Okay. So what Rashi is saying on the 13th, that Ein tzorich lahavi la oihaneh b'layla. You do not need to bring a candle at night, meaning you could have had that option. You do not need to do that. Ela b'yit k'bayayin. You can check a day. So Rashi's saying you're a chatchila thing.
But you couldn't do, you know you can't, you're taking a trip already and you're going to be away on the 14th at night. That's so out of the picture.
So then that's the same as on the, so what's your option?
Tonight, or do you do it during the 13th on the day?
No.
The chatchila, you could do the 13th on the day. Once you miss the 14th at night, you can't do it. You're not going to be there to do it.
Yeah.
Let me ask the Rav Shaila. If a person knows that he's not going to be there on the 14th at night, when should he do bdika?
13th at night.
Why should he do 13th at night? Prove it to me. I don't have to do 14th at night. Who should have to do 13th at night? Once I can't,
why should he do 13th at night? Because the sunlight is not good enough.
No. The first Mishnah says all al-Basar. It says a specific date.
That's the second point. We're going to answer both points of yours. But first of all, Yossi, we're going to answer your both points. But first of all, we have to explain what Rashi is saying, and then we'll fit it into the Mishnah. Right? We're not going to do it the other way around. We're not going to do it the other way around. We're not going to say there's a Mishnah, and therefore Rashi must be saying this. We're going to say it this way around. We're going to work out what Rashi is saying, and then fit him into the Mishnah. Okay? There's two ways I can learn something. You can either say, look, I've got a Mishnah, and therefore I'm going to fudge Rashi. Or I'm going to learn what Rashi's saying, and then see if that fits into the Mishnah. If it doesn't fit in the Mishnah, then we're obviously wrong. But if it does fit in the Mishnah, then let's learn Rashi what Rashi says, rather than trying to fudge Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that you can check an oya, an achsad al oya, the oshalon of dekes, in tzarech lahavi lo oyhaneh belayla. You do not need to bring a candle in order to check it at night. Ela boidka b'yoyim, we check it in the daytime. So Rashi is clearly saying, and we'll see how it fits into the Mishnah, but Rashi is clearly saying that by achsadra, you can chatzila check this in the daytime. Now what about against a sunlight? It's a sunlight. What about there? That means when you have, I think that's what it's called, but you have a hole in your roof which provides sun. What's that called?
Skylight.
Skylight, that's the word. Skylight. What about a skylight? What about a skylight? Thank you so much, Eliyahu. Good that you're here. What about a skylight? Emboldened skylight. What about a skylight? So, what about against that? Can you lachatchila do that in the day or not?
Rashi, yes.
Come to Rashi, yes. Yossi, you agree to that?
Scenario.
According to Rashi, yeah, because the Gemara said, Echsadra, Hainu, Aruba, Hainu, Echsadra. The Gemara said, that's the same thing. Aruba, Hainu, Echsadra. The Gemara said it's the same thing. So whatever the aloha of Echsadra is, that would be the aloha of the skylight as well. So we now know, on that line of the chart, Rashi holds the Chatchila, you can check, a Achtadro. And Rabbi Yaakov, you have to come up with the word for Achtadro. But we have to Chatzchila check Achtadro. And we have to, we can Chatzchila check Achtadro in the day. And we can Chatzchila check a room that's got direct sunlight from the skylight. You can Chatzchila check that also in the day. You do not need to check it at night. Mitzad Sheini, we have a clear Mishnah that says, Oil Arba'as Arba'itkin Sechometz Lo'yahaneh, which seems to say exactly the opposite. The Mishnah said you have to check at night time. So what's that Mishnah talking about? If Rashi Lechatchila says you can check things by day, so what's that Mishnah talking about when it says you have to check things at night? What's that Mishnah talking about? One thing is clear.
Studying,
you're saying presumably. One thing's clear. It's talking about a room that doesn't have light, sunlight. That's clear. In that case, if a room doesn't have sunlight, you have to check that at night with a candle. If a room doesn't have sunlight, you have to check it with candle. For instance, what happens if you've got a room with frosted windows? There's no sunlight coming through that window. No sunlight or dirty windows in the Mishnah Berurah's time. There's a big grade about this. But our, the Mishnah Berurah says that windows, glass windows, are not considered an arubah. Mishnah Berurah writes that. The shaila is, why not? The sun shines through it. So some say that the glass of former years, previous generations, was not as clear as our glass. I mean, the glass that they used for their windows. It was more like frosted glass that you have in the basement there, or some dirtier glass, which doesn't let the sunlight come through as clearly as an aruba, as a skylight. The problem is that Mishabur didn't live that long ago, and the glass of Mishabur's time was somewhat similar to our glass. So it's a problem what we do in Mishabur, halacha lemaisa. But that's clear, that's from definitely previous years, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, the glass was not as clear as our glass. And therefore, if you have a room that has glass windows of those days, or frosted windows of the grow, there's no aruba whatsoever. Such a window has to be checked with, such a room has to be checked by candlelight, oil aruba also. So those are two cases which are absolutely clear. The case when lechatzchil you can check in the day, and the case where you have to check at night. Now there is a middle stage, and that's the middle stage which isn't so clear. What about stodim? That means a room that has an aruba, but it is, I'm not checking directly in line of the aruba, I'm directly in line of the skylight, I'm checking the stodim. What's the din in that? What's the din of that? That, we don't have a mefush a Mishnah, and we don't have a Mefusha Rashi about. So what's the din of that? So, I would say in Rashi, that's what this Brice is coming to tell me. That's what the Brice is coming to teach us, this halach. Tana Rabbana, in Boitkin La'orecham, this, let's study, is not like a rubo, that you can check it by day, lechatchila, but rather, you have to check it, La'orehaneh, by night. That's how I would learn Rashi learning this brayta. Tana Rabbanan, in Beitkin Lo'yachamo. When in Beitkin Lo'yachamo? We're talking about Litzadim, like the Gemara explains. Litzadim in Beitkin Lo'yachamo. When? Don't do it in the daytime like we allowed you to do Aruba. Don't do it in the daytime like we allowed you to do Achsadra. Rather do it at night. Do it at night when we did with a candlelight, just like a room that doesn't have any sunlight.
What's the proof that Rashi wouldn't say to use a candle by day? Do we know that? In other words, we're doing the rest of the room by day.
I don't know that, but it's a tremendous chiddush to say that a candle helps by day. A candle doesn't light up anything in the daytime. It's a tremendous chiddush to say that. And according to Rashi, there is no makai for such a chiddush. The Yerushalmi, which learned that, like he learned, said, so if you learn like this, then you see that even a day you need a candle. It was a chiddush because the Yerushalmi learned it like he learned it. But Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi doesn't learn there's a din lechatchila to do something at night. We don't have, there's not such a thing. You can do Ashtadu by day. Just a room that has no light, you have to do by night. But a room that has a lot of light, you can do by day. You can do that Lechatchila by day. So what's the din of a room that has light, but it's not directly in light of the, in line of the light? Is that light, the first case we said, where Lechatchila can do it by day? Is it like the Mishnah that says that you have to do it at night? Says the Braita, I'm telling you how it is, you have to do it at night. But the Yerushalmi didn't know that. Yerushalmi learned that Avadi has to do something at night. You can't do B'dikas Chametz at day. Avadi has to do B'dikas Chametz at night. And also the Rosh said, Achsadra, even Achsadra you can't do Lechatchila at night. You have to do Achsadra by day. Even Achsadra you can't do by day. Achsadra you have to do Lechatchila at night. Why does Achsadra, why is it so poshut to the Yerushalmi and the Rosh that these things you have to do at night? Because Rav Dalid said that nighttime is the best time to do B'dikas Chametz. Because that's the time when everyone's at home. That's why Rav Dalid pointed out. Rav Dalid Amadalim said that the nighttime is the best time to do B'dikas Chametz because it's B'shah, Shebnei Odom, Mitzuyim, Bevaseyim. That's the best time. That's the best time to do B'dikas Chametz. Say that. That's what Yishami holds. That's what the Rosh holds. But Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi says, Echtadah, you can do by day. Lechatchila, you can do by day. There's no din, according to Rashi, there's no din that lechatchila you have to do B'dikas Chametz at night. Only if you're forced into it. If you don't have enough sunlight, then you have to do it at night. But if there's enough sunlight, lechatchila, you can do it by day. You following? Yossi, you're masking. We're coming out and gewaldigen after minutes, lemaita, between a Rosh and Rashi. And how to understand the Gemara as well. How to understand this line of the Gemara is very dependent on the Machlekes, Rosh and Rashi. Come to Rosh. If I'd ask you, Halacha Lamaita, call you up. Listen, I'm now, it's on the 13th of Nisan. Tonight, I have to do B'dikas Chametz. I can't be bothered to check the whole house tonight. Can't be bothered. A bit tired. Can I leave the salon? Can I leave it for the morning of the 14th to check the B'dikas Chametz? Can I do that? The salon has windows the whole way across. There's sunlight shining in. I live facing north, so mainly the sun shining there. Sun shining in at that time of morning. Can I do B'dikas Chametz in the daytime? Lechatchila in the salon. The sun's mommy shines up the whole salon. Can I do it? Well, in a burnout case, he's providing us with a nice example there, nice sun shining in there. Can he, lechatchila, do his study in the morning of the 14th? Can he, lechatchila, do it? It's a tremendous machlekes Rashi and Rosh. Come to Rashi, you can, you don't need to do B'dikas Chametz in the night of the 14th. You have plenty of light, you can do it on the night of, and the day of the 14th. You can do it on the day of the 14th. So to Rosh, Chas V'Chalil. Huh?
How does Rashi answer the Mishnah? Ola Basam?
Well, he says in the Mishnah, you have to use a candle. That's talking about either where you've got no light flying in, you've got frosted windows, so you've got no light, so you have to use a candle on the night of the 14th. And day to be in a situation like the Gemara says, when you're stood in the side of the Aruba, where you don't have direct sunlight shining on, now you have sunlight shining on one place of the room, but not on the other. So that other side of the room, you have to do by candlelight on the night of the 14th. That's how comes out Halach Lamaita Kuntur Rashi. According to the Yerushalmi, according to the Rosh, no way. There's no way you could do B'dikas Chametz
even if you take a candle?
When? According to the...
To the Rosh, during the day?
Right. You come to the Rosh, and Lechatchil, if I ask you, in this case, I'm asking on the 13th, listen, I can't be bothered to do so much B'dikas Chametz tonight. I say, you jolly well do all the B'dikas Chametz tonight. There's no heta to do B'dikas Chametz in the daytime. Lechatchil. But if you didn't manage in the nighttime, and now you're on your back foot and you need to know what to do in the daytime, then I'll tell you like this. A sadra, you can do just by checking my sunlight. If the event on the 14th, that's what you can do. Keneged Aruba, also you can do Bidiyavid, you can do it, just checking using sunlight. But on the Stodim, and certainly in places that don't have direct sunlight at all, those places you have to check with a candle in the daytime. It means with the sunlight and the candle together, you, in conjunction with the candle, you do Bdikas Chometz. That's the halacha l'maaseh that comes out from this Gemara. Tremendous nafkamina tonight. A couple other nafka minutes which we have to see.
But so what would Rashi say if you missed it, if you missed it studying at night?
Oh, very good shayla. Very good shayla. What would Rashi say if you didn't do B'dikas HaChometz at night and you came to the daytime and you haven't studied? Can you rely just on candle on sunlight or do you need the candle as well? Answer is, I have no bright thoughts for ever telling me anything about this. And I would say, since candlelight doesn't shine up in the daytime, you're wasting your time. There's no makaris to say you need the candlelight.
The Gemara says
it
says an act to use candles, doesn't it?
So I'm saying the way Rashi learned is the Gemara was telling me that in this middle stage, is it like Echsadra or is it like the Mishnah? Kamashom inside the Mishnah. That what? That you should do it at night. That means it's studying, you can't rely on sunlight. You have to do it at night by candlelight. Like, there is no Gemara telling me what happens if it's now daytime, the 14th on the day, and there's sunlight, do I have to light a candle? I don't have a Gemara telling me that.
On the side?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say over here, Aruba hainu achtadra era letzadim?
Right, so we explain the Kuntarashi that it means like this. Right, Yossi, you remember your chart? There's a Chsadra, what's the din of Kuntarashi by Chsadra?
Check it.
Lechatchila in the daytime. What's the din of a room that's got frosted windows?
I think you can check it.
Yes, is it when you check it?
At night.
And then there's this middle thing. This Sodim, where the Bryce is telling me you can't do it by sunlight like Echsadra. Rather, you have to do it with candles like the frosted windows. But there's no Bryce telling me what happens if you miss it. There's no such Bryce.
I thought the Gemara was talking about a case during the day with candles because the sides can't be seen by sunlight.
That's how the Yerushalmi...
Otherwise, obviously, it's...
Obviously what?
Saying to Rashi, the Pesher reading of the Gemara would say that, no?
I don't know.
Isn't the
Pesher
reading of the Gemara talking about a case where during the day... We're talking about sunlight. We're talking about a situation where this room has sunlight. So...
I'm telling you, don't check it using sunlight. Don't check it using sunlight. But rather check it.
So we're not talking about it. Losing you,
but
check it with the sunlight and a light and a candle.
That's one way of learning it. That's one way of learning. That's how Yerushalmi learns. But I'm telling you a different way to read it. The Gemara is telling me don't check it using sunlight. But rather check it using a candle at night.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Why not?
This doesn't. I don't think the flow. I don't think it reads like whatever. I think you have to stretch.
Ein boidkin. You don't check. Loi loi achamo, not by sunlight. Veloi loi avana, not by moonlight. Veloi loi avokla, not by torchlight. Ela loi ane, but rather by candlelight. So what does that mean? That means that. Asadra you can check by sunlight. But it's Stodim, you can't. So what should you do if you can't check by sunlight? You should do it, Lo Yehaneh. what's the simple understanding of Lo'yaneh? Lo'yaneh means by night. So don't check by sunlight. But rather check by candlelight. When? At nighttime. That's how simple the understanding is read it. Yerushalmi, because he's got to come with an assumption saying, of course he can't check at night. So you don't need me a bright, you don't need a bright to tell me, ain't boys can oya chamo. Because of course he can't check at night. So Yerushalmi tells me that we must be talking that in the day. And we're telling you, harder tema. From here you see that you can't check at night, that even in the daytime you need to use a candle. That's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. It's only because how the Yerushalmi came with an assumption that obviously you can't do it at nighttime. Obviously you can't do it at daytime. The Hatchila. So we're not talking about you missed the boat. But according to Rashi, there's no such assumption. You can, the Hatchila, check Liga's comments at day. You can. So this guy is telling me, but not in every situation. Ain Voitkin Oyachama, windows that stod him, you can't, the Hatchila, check by sunlight. So when, how should you do it? Lo'yaneh, at night. Very simple reading of the brain. But everything else, it's studying. You can't do the chatzchila by day. So do it by night, by candle.
Rashi would say with studying, if you missed it, so he would say you missed it, shul luck, you're out of luck, or he'd say you missed it, so do it by, you use a candle as well, by day.
I don't have a brisa about it, according to Rashi. I don't have a brisa. I would have thought that you missed it, and therefore do whatever you can, the best you can, but a candle's not going to help you. Candle by day, what's it going to do? The Yerushalmi that came with this assumption, he ends off, Hoda Tema. From here you see this Chiddush. Where's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi? Hoda Ama, from here you see, Afilu B'yoyim Tzorach Livzak Lo'yaneh. From here you see that even by day you need to check Lo'yaneh. It's a Chiddush. Based on how the Yerushalmi starts off with its brisa. Ain boitzkin lo'ya chama. For lo'ya chama, you would have thought, you can check, of course not. There's no chama at night. Says Yerushalmi, no, we're talking about bidyeved in the daytime. Bidyeved in the daytime, and then you don't check by sun, but rather use a candle. So you're saying clearly that bidyeved you have to use both. But if you could learn like Rashi, you could learn it lechatchila. Ain boitzkin lechatchila with the sunlight, but rather do it. The night before, the candle. That's how Rashi would love it. It's not like his Rashi and
Rashi. Right, but you said the Rishalmi says, you know, based on the seller, that a candle doesn't work by day. Does Rashi have such a limud? Because I don't know, I would argue that a candle under direct sunlight does nothing, but a candle in a shadowed area of the house does do something. So either, so if you're in the study, use a candle, even according to Rashi. And not the Chachila.
You could be right, could be not. And then there's no brightness about it. You could be right, could you not? The brighter does say, the Yerushalmi does say, after explaining, like he does, I have a brighter telling me this chiddush. It sounds from the Yerushalmi, without the brighter, you would never make up this chiddush. So I'm saying, come to Rashi, there is no such brighter. There's no such brighter telling me in the day to check with a candle. So why should I make up such a chiddush? 2 months of a chiddush, why should I make it up? So, that's the kivon. Go over it. Think about what we've said. Go through the Rosh. The Chiddush, the Rosh told me that Chiddush is only B'di'eved. Try and work out why Chiddush should only be B'di'eved. There's so much sunlight. Why should it only be B'di'eved? So it's basically on Daf Daled Amud Aleph. That's right. Bernard pointed out that they start off understanding is poshut that you have to do B'di'eved Chomets the Chatzchila at night. And then see Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned that Chiddush can be done at day. I mean, there's no poshut assumption that has to be done at night. Only when the light's not good enough, then it has to be at night. Then if you read the bright again that way,
Rob, please explain to me, okay, so where do we get the Orla Abba stuff from?
Why do you have to do it at night?
No, not at night. Why are we fixated on saying Ola Basta? Are we saying that that's the latest time we want you to do it? Meaning if I wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zikas Chametz on the night of the 12th, the Chatchila, I could do it according to every opinion? Or is there a
Zikas
Chametz or something?
Ma'am Chalava, We learned it then, Davdal. Ram Chalava said that you're not mechatzkele allowed to do it earlier than the 14th, because since it's not the time to get rid of the chametz, we're worried the person won't do it seriously. They'll say, okay, I've got more time to do it later, I won't do it so seriously. Therefore, we don't allow your chatzkele to do bdikas chametz on the night of the 13th. If you're going to go away, and that's your last night, then you have to do it on that night. But otherwise, the chatzkele we don't allow. Ever? Okay. Everything good, Rav Daniel?
Question, I am interrupting Yossi, or Morha. Rashi, you said that according to Rosh and Tosfos, if you're checking during the daytime, the Tzedadim, you should use a candle, correct?
According to the Rosh. And the Yerushalmi.
Now, according to Rosh would say that during the daytime, you cannot check Tzedadim at all. Look, Hatkila, not to check the Tzedadim at all, not to check the sides at all during the daytime.
Tzedadim, I've had enough, yeah. Rashi would say, Tzedadim, you can't check the Tzedadim in the daytime. What would be if B'dieved, you woke up in the night, you missed the night, and it came the day, and now you want to know how to do B'dikas Chametz in the daytime? I don't know a Kunturashi. I don't have a Gemara that says a Kunturashi whether you have to use the candle as well. Okay?
According to the Maram Chalava, the Ram reference, the Chatkila was supposed to be doing it on the night of the 14th. So how do we ever come to a situation, according to Rashi, that the Chatkila you could do an Achsadah during the day?
14th day.
Why? You're supposed to do it at the night when A, everyone's a matsui in the house, and B, why are you leaving the last minute? Everyone's Torah that day. I thought that's an Indian as well.
Your first point is a very good point, that Gemara said the nighttime is the time when everyone's home, and that's a question on Rashi. That's a question on Rashi. Rashi says, Achtab, you can do the chatchil in the day. What do you do with that Gemara? That's a very good point. So we said the Yaivet, so just mention this briefly. The Yaivet says Rashi was never Goris, that line in the Gemara. There's no such Gemara from to Rashi. That's a simple understanding. The Tzlach says, Chiddush says that also in the morning when you wake up, people are there. Also in the morning would be good. Because people are obviously just getting out of bed, so they're all there. So that business, it should be at night time when everyone's, the beginning of night when everyone's at home, he says also applicable in the beginning of day when everyone's at home. But definitely, according to the Yaivet, the whole shadow didn't start because there was no such Gemara. Not Gary.
How long did B'dikas Chametz take?
The Zrayas from the Gemara, that takes an hour or so. The Zrayas, what was the Raya? Shemzalman brought the Raya. There's a Raya from the Gemara, it takes an hour. To remember what the Raya was from. Why, what's an Afghan Minna? Why are you asking?
I'm just wondering, in other words, we're saying that conceptually, whether you could do it in the morning or you could do it at night, but if people are going to have like these bedikas of rucha that are going to take them 7 hours, you know, then it's not shaykh you could do it in the morning. I mean, that alone would be a reason you have to do it at night. So it's mashma that the bedikas never took that long. Yeah. That conceivably you could do it in the morning.
Yeah,
there's smaller houses, and they also have to check clean it beforehand. There's a ride from the Gemara somewhere before that it didn't take that long. I have to remember where it was. I wrote it down once. I'll try and find it. I think there's a loss of the Gemara somewhere short. Okay, so we've gone really over time. That was a Gishmak Sugya, and we have to still finish off the Ritva and the Rambam. We'll do that tomorrow. If you want to start the next Gemara, you can as well. Kol Mokim Shein Machnisin. You can just start learning where you have to be Kisvamit exactly. Which areas, which places in the house you need to be Kisvamit. Okay, I wish you all a wonderful day. It's a big event. A
wonderful day, everyone. Thank you so much.
Is an Achsadra a portico?
That's an English word?
Portico, yeah.
In other words, it's hard to translate.